soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 16, 2015. I'm going to talk about many things today through the Spirit of the Lord. I'm so concerned about people that have not grown in the Lord, that have not followed through with the instructions of Jesus to learn of Him, to grow in knowledge and in grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that have not studied to show themselves approved unto God as a workman that would not be ashamed, but that would rightly divide the word of truth. This is our responsibility. There's an absolute contradiction, an absolute opposition between the kingdom of God and religion. I'll say it again. There's an absolute contradiction and an opposition between the true kingdom of God, which is a domain that is subjected to the authority of Jesus Christ, God the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Wherever there are people with hearts that have subjected themselves to the Father of spirits, they shall live in His sight. That is the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God does not come in with observation. This is Luke chapter 17. It's not here, it's not there. And Jesus said, when they tell you it is, don't go after them, don't follow them. And He even told His disciples this, that you'll desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. And there's going to be people coming saying, hey, the kingdom of God, God's act is over here, it's over there. Don't go after them, don't follow them. And this is grieving, because this is widespread through religion. It's always been that way. And if we study the scripture from Old Testament to New Testament, we see the religious system that goes astray becomes apostate, that has a shell of righteousness, but truly is corrupted from the heart. Where other gods come in, other great sins and the manners and the ways of unbelievers comes in and influences and infects the people that God had called to walk with Him, because He's a holy God. This is a burden I have, because the things that are coming in the world, of earthquakes and famines and pestilence and tumults and violence and betrayal and volcanoes, all these things that are coming, and even great events from the heavens themselves, those won't send you to hell, but believing a lie and embracing a lie will. If you embrace false doctrine, it'll corrupt you and destroy you and lead you astray. Did you know that? So the religious system from the old days, there'd be a remnant of people that were true and faithful to the Lord, and they would hear His voice. God's always called His people to hear His voice. Religion tells you, you can't hear the voice of God. You need leaders over you, that you must follow the leaders. Well, that's not true. In Ezekiel chapter 34, the Lord made it very clear. There'd be one shepherd. And Jesus spoke of the same thing in John chapter 10. He's the good shepherd. And His sheep would follow Him. And the voice of a stranger they would not follow. Jesus is the one with pierced hands, pierced feet, pierced side, wounds on His head. His visage was more marred than any man. He bore our sins. By His stripes we were healed. That's the true Jesus. He knew that He would encounter all this. He fulfilled all righteousness, went through it, despising the shame, but for the joy that was set before Him, that was to redeem people that would have true repentance and faith. He did it. He went through it. And this is why God has given Jesus Christ a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. There is no other name. Jesus isn't hanging out with Buddha. Got news for you. Jesus isn't hanging out with idolaters. Jesus isn't hanging out with popes. He's not hanging out with Protestant popes either, or local popes, or men that have eclipsed him and become antichrists or replacements instead of Jesus. It's time to fear the Lord. It's time to hear his voice and do what he says. Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected. You know, there's ancient builders they've been building. They've been clearly outlined. They killed all the prophets. They killed Jesus. They persecuted the early church. But God in his mercy has ordained the proclaiming of his word. It's manifested through the gospel. This is what Apostle Paul was. He was trained in religion. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He kept the law. He was trained in religion. He was corrupted. False doctrine, traditions, idolatry. He was ripping off people with money like they did in Jesus' day when he ministered in the Gospels. They were ripping off widows. Shame, shame, shame. And they would cross land and sea to make a proselyte. And Jesus said when they were finished, they were twice the child of hell. They laid burdens on men's head and neck. One finger they wouldn't even touch themselves. They were hypocrites. They hated the truth. They were liars, murderers. They were sons of the devil. This is religion. It's big money, big business. And the Lord has shown me this religious system today. There are franchises. There are local business establishments. And they run, they have a jingle. They have a star. They have a flavor, a menu. And it's all designed to capture you, to seduce you, to lead you astray from the truth. And the burden is, if you would eat the true word of God and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and learn of him and hear his voice, you would not be caught up in this, because these days will be as a snare, Jesus said. A snare captures people. They can't get out. They're stuck. This is what Jesus warned. Take heed, take heed. Beware. Look out. Watch. Pray. Have a pure heart. Let the Lord cleanse you. Pick up your cross. Deny yourself and follow the Lord. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Let the Lord cleanse you to where you have an eye of discernment and perception, that you don't just see with your eyes, but you see with a spiritual eye. You're able to discern good from evil, true from false, the world versus the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in clash with religion because it won't bow the knee. And Jesus said in Matthew 20, verse 42 through 45, he told a parable. Have you not read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eye. Whosoever falls upon this rock shall be broken, but whoever it falls upon shall be ground to powder. It's Jesus. He's the Lord. He's the head. He's the chief apostle. He's the shepherd. He's the teacher. The Lord would not have you have men elevated and eclipsing him. The Lord would not have you follow the voice of men or strangers that come in his name and speak things, but they lead you astray. One of the marks, as I woke up this morning, I was thinking about how they censor the voice of the Lord, how they're silent about things that should be spoken, and how they're seducing. So they censor, they're silent, and they're seducing. They censor the voice of the Lord, but just like the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the lawyers, the caste of religious people that made up the religious system that Jesus condemned because of their hypocrisy and their refusal to bow to his lordship, is the same that we have today. Their franchises, they're on every corner. They join with the government in violating of Psalms 2. And they hate Jesus. They'll speak of Jesus just like the Pharisees and scribes will speak of Moses and quote his word, but they won't do what he says. I marvel with Matthew 23:8-10. If you read it, the disciples, which is a follower, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you shall be my disciple indeed. He told his disciples that he trained, don't let anyone call you rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. There's an equating of when you put someone with a title, you're elevating them, putting them on a pedestal that only belongs to Jesus. Jesus says, don't let anyone call you rabbi, which is just a teacher. We call people far bigger titles than teacher. But do you understand? Do you want to understand? If you're a disciple of Jesus, or if you're someone learning of him, do you really want to take Jesus' place? Well, there are people that are false Christs. There are people that have appointed themselves as apostles, and they masquerade themselves and transform themselves as servants of the Lord, but they're not. We were warned of these things. This is the burden, because the snare is around the necks of so many religious people. They're in bondage to it. They've been led astray. And as the diets of the land today has been corrupted by false artificial ingredients, fillers, binders, artificial colors, salts, phosphates, chemicals. It's altered people's taste buds. The same is true today. People have sat under these things that have been promoted on Christian so-called TV, Christian so-called radio, on the internet. They're sold in the bookstores. It's all promoted, but it's full of error, full of deceit, and people don't see it because they don't have the eye to see it. Same thing as always has been written. They have eyes and seeing, they do not see. They have ears and they're hearing, but they don't understand. Consider what Jesus said in Matthew 6 and Luke 11 about the eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. And if the eye is clear or sound, then there's light for the body. But if it's dark, then how great is that darkness? Take heed, Jesus said, that thy light isn't darkness. There's a God of darkness, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit of darkness. There's a kingdom of darkness. It is absent of light. It's absent of Jesus, but it can masquerade as him. This is the burden, ladies and gentlemen. In Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, it says, for the word of God is pure. And that those that put their trust in God, God will deliver them. But those that add to his word, God will make them evident to be a liar. This is amazing. What Jesus said in Luke 13:21, he likened the kingdom of heaven to leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until it was all leavened. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is completely corrupted, as Jesus said. There's tares and wheat. There's good fish and bad fish. There's fowls of the air lodging in the branches. The only remedy is to sit at the feet of Jesus, to learn his voice, to eat his word, to eat his scroll. I'm speaking figuratively. To study him and to learn him, to be faithful to him, and eat the pure word of God. And as I do that, and as you do that, and as others do that, we will have the same pure word of God. And we will recognize the liars, the false ones that come in Jesus' name, because they speak something different with an accent that we don't recognize. Do you understand? They censor the Lord, but they speak religious talk. They quote scripture. It's like they take paper that you've seen someone taking paper and folding it in a certain way and cutting it with scissors, and they unfold the paper, and lo and behold, they've created something out of a piece of paper that's not what it was originally. They do the same thing with God's word. They cut holes in it. They design it. That's the danger of reading topical stories and you're not in the whole word. Paul said, I for 3 years, night and day, I did not stop. I was faithful to give the whole, full, all counsel of God. From A to Z, the full word, the full message. These are very serious things. We're warned in Paul's writings, in the Gospels. Jesus said this in Matthew 24, verse 5, "For there shall arise false Christ." It's a pseudo Christos. A pseudo Christos. Christos means anointed. It's supposed to indicate submission to God the Father, who is anointed with his spirit, or endorsed with power, his presence. That's what a Christ, the Christ, is. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit without measure because he always did that which was pleasing to his Father. 100%. What he did, what he said, where he went, everything. Pseudo Christos. And false prophets, which is pseudo prophetis. Pseudo prophetis. And they'll show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. It is possible, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't taken heed to the words of Jesus to take heed, if you haven't been bewaring, being on your guard, testing every spirit, not believing everything that's said, studying the scripture, filling yourself with the Holy Spirit, not the spirit of the world, walking in the faithfulness of the Lord, having an eye that God gives you, "In my eye you shall see, I will give you, guide you with my eye," said the Lord, "in my light you shall see light." But if you don't do that, you'll believe the pseudo Christos and the pseudo prophetes, because they come in Jesus' name. What's amazing here, that was actually Matthew 24, 24. I'm going to read to you Matthew 24, verse 5. "For many, many," Jesus said, "shall come in my name," Jesus' name, "saying, I'm Christos, and shall deceive many." There's people that say they're ordained by God, that they serve God, that they're anointed with the Spirit, gifted by the Spirit of God, but they're deceivers. You're told, "You shall know them by their fruit." The false prophets come in sheep's clothing. They're hiding, they're concealing, but they're evident, praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 11, I'm going to read this. This is Paul the Apostle. "Would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." Do you see this? This is the godly desire of a true servant of Jesus, a true man of God. He's pointing people to Jesus. He's laboring in the gospel to present them to the Lord. He wants you clean and holy and pure and faithful. He doesn't want you deceived. And read Galatians. Paul said, "I fear." He was afraid. It's the same spirit as that's written in this chapter. He was concerned that people would receive other gospels, other Jesuses, and other spirits, and bear with them, go along with them, receive them, being receptive, enduring them. But Paul said in Galatians 1, "If I or anyone, even if it's an angel, comes preaching another gospel, let him be anathema." He said, "I said it once, I'm going to say it again. If I or anyone ever preaches another gospel other than that which you've received, let him be anathema." Well, if you're not going to do that, then you're going to be deceived. And that's how many are going to be deceived. 2 Corinthians 11:3, "But I fear." That's an honest, true fear. It's a concern. It's a loss. "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might bear with him. Ladies and gentlemen, there's false apostles today. There's been false ministries for a long time. And you can tell because they're put on a pedestal. And they have the praise of man. Everyone speaks well of them. But Jesus said that's what they do to a false prophet. And that's right. And they whitewash. You know what that means? They cover over evil. They put on a gloss, a facade, a front on the front of it to conceal the real truth, the wickedness. The false religious system in ancient times told the true prophets to shut up. Don't speak true things, speak smooth things. We don't want to hear the voice of the Lord. Stop speaking in the name of the Lord. And they opposed and resisted and quenched the Spirit of God to the point they would kill them, just like they did to Jesus, just like they did the early church, just like they resist today. This is the burden, ladies and gentlemen. But if you don't want Jesus, if you can take it or leave it, doesn't matter to you what gospel you have. Doesn't matter what Jesus you have. Doesn't matter what spirit you have. You just want an experience. Well, then you're going to have one. We're talking about false religious system that has a veneer, a facade. Like Jesus said, your whitewashed tombs. You look beautiful on the outside, polished, engraved. But on the inside, you're dead men's bones with all manner of corruption, wickedness, thievery. They censor the voice of the Lord. They take his place. They stand in front of him. But they'll speak of Jesus, but they won't let you hear the truth. They hinder the truth. They censor. They're silent about certain things. There's an agenda going on today. If you don't know where this ends up, where the books of the Bible tells you where this is going, if you're on a journey. The world's on a journey. This age is on a journey. But if you don't know where we're going, you'll never know where we are at. If you know where we're going, then you see the signs as you're driving along. The same is true today, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming into a one world government where it will be demanded through the technology you will not be able to buy or sell without a mark in your hand, in your forehead. They will demand that you worship the state, the government. There'll be an image that you'll be demanded to worship. And it's not Jesus. It's not he that gave his life for your redemption to wash your sins. Oh, no. It's a kingdom of darkness, not light. It's a kingdom of tyranny, not liberty. It's a kingdom of lies, not truth. But all these people that have not delight in the truth, they would not surrender to buy the truth and they sold it. God will turn them over to believe the lie. God will turn them over to be a reprobate concerning the faith. The devil's a liar. He's telling you, you can sin, you won't die. You can fornicate, you won't be judged. You can commit all manner of sexual sin, it's okay. He's a liar. He hates God, he hates his creation because the creation glorified him, glorified Jesus, it glorified the Lord. It glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ and his bride being one. This is why the devil has set up the harlot. She's vile. And the whole world today is drunk, is under the influence, is intoxicated, is beyond reason because of the fornication of the harlot, Babylon, the mother of harlots. This is where we are. This is where we're going. But the religious world, the church world, the franchises where the men set up as kings that violate what Jesus said, they're going to call themselves a title. They're going to make themselves a master over you. They're going to rule over you. Contrary to the scripture, listen, this is what's written. Matthew 20, verse 25. Mark 10, verse 42. Matthew 23, verses 8 through 10, all teach that the Gentiles run their government this way. They exercise lordship over you. They exercise authority over you. They lord over you, but it shall not be so among you, he said to his disciples. Because under the kingdom of God, there's one Lord, one shepherd, one apostle, one bishop, and it's Jesus. And he gets down on his knees and washes his servants' feet. And he feeds them. He'll gird his own self and feed his disciples in the future age. But he feeds you today, if you would seek him, with the pure word of God. Did you know that Jesus' name is the word of God? That Jesus is absolutely pure. There is no leaven in Jesus. There's no sin. There's no shadow. There's no tinge of worldliness. He speaks the pure word of God. He is the word of God. The Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. But if you're going to violate these things and turn to other Christs that come in Jesus' name, you'll believe what they say. And when they say that this group movement over here and this group over there, they have the anointed. I was in a place recently, an international movement. And they spoke of this apostle and this prophet. And I know they're false because they don't speak of Jesus. They didn't exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. They glorified themselves. And their word was full of leaven. Full of false doctrine. Contradicted the word. And this group took transcripts and read. From Chuck, from Graham. But see, there's a myriad of names you could say. But they didn't read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or Paul, or Jude, or James, or Peter. No, they didn't read Isaiah, or Ezekiel, or Jeremiah. Is it Jesus you want? He's the one that can save. He's the one that has the truth. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. This is the word that Paul the Apostle that met Jesus. As we said, he was deeply trained in religion that opposed the kingdom of God, that opposed God, that opposed his true anointed one. And Paul met Jesus. He says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You don't want to go there. You don't want to be on the wrong side of the Lord. And in Acts 13, you have an illustration of God's mercy. The true men of God that heard Jesus Christ, that subjected themselves from the Lord and spoke from the Lord, were under his authority. They went forth and preached the word, the pure word of God. And there was a false Christ named Bar-Jesus, Elymas. He had two different names. He was a magician, a magus. He's full of the devil. Read what Paul proclaimed over him. And then there was the religious system. With the rulers of the synagogues, the archons of synagogues, which Jesus specifically said in the scriptures I've cited earlier, it shall not be so among you, true believers. And the Jews that killed Jesus, killed all the prophets, were given a chance to hear the pure word of God proclaimed. And there were proselytes, and there were Jews from all kinds of regions that came, and some wanted to hear the word of God. From Barnabas and Paul. And they said, come speak again next week. And the reaction was so great, the Gentiles besought to hear the word of God. And even a deputy, a secular leader, wanted to hear the word of God. To see how God is gracious and merciful. That even right now, his word is being spoke. That some might repent. But the reaction among the Gentiles was so great, with so many wanting to hear the Lord, the Jews, the religious system, it says in Acts 13, were envious. And then they went to honorable women, it says, and chief men. They went to people of notoriety, and they twisted what Paul had said. Same is true today. And they kicked him out of the city. Therefore, they were unworthy of the word of God. They were unworthy of the kingdom of God. And like Jesus said, therefore, the kingdom is taken from you and given to a nation that will bear fruit. That is in Matthew 21:42-45. That is what Jesus said to the Jews, to the Israel, to those that trusted in DNA, to their genealogy, to their stock, to their physical relationship with people and religion. You have to repent. God doesn't care. Flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again. You must be born from above. Yes, God will spare certain people of the nation of Israel and Judah. But right now, they're broken off, the natural olive tree. And Gentiles have been grafted in. But we're not to be arrogant against those that have been broken off, because God's going to allow some of them to repent. Well, that's good, because every nation under the earth, every kindred, every tongue, every tribe, every type of race will have some that will have faith in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Even Jews. Today, there's a false doctrine taught. But go back to the word and read what Jesus said. Jesus said, now, because you've rejected the cornerstone, you could have been falling on him and breaking upon him and obeying him and learning of him. But no, now he's going to fall on you and grind you to powder. Now the kingdom is taken from you and given to another nation, ethnos, which is the Gentiles, that'll bear fruit. That's the word of God. 2 Timothy 4, I charge you therefore before God, I command you, Paul said, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Preach the word. Preach it. Proclaim it. Declare it. Herald it. It's the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? Listen, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. People collect teachers. They sell books, glitzy glossy, to entice you. Like these churches that are false churches. They don't obey Jesus. They speak of him, but they don't do what he says. But it's to entice you. They'll draw you in one way or another if you still have lust alive and well when you're supposed to crucify it. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the burden of the Lord. Every word of God is pure. And he will deliver those that have their trust in him. He is a shield. But those that have added to God's word, he makes it known that you're a liar.